Well, I agree with my Jewish friend, Brian Ellison here, that these acts do not represent the fruition of traditional Islamic belief. And I think we need to make that distinguishing point. Caller, you made a very good point that we need to respond to people who commit a horrendous act of war. But we've just heard defined, and I'm glad it was brought up, who actually is waging the war. We have fallen into a massive propaganda campaign into believing that international communism is dead. It is not. It is very alive, and it is growing in influence even in the United States. General Benton K. Parton, who some of you are aware of because he did the analysis of the Oklahoma City bombing, spoke for Congress, did that analysis, recently talked to our organization. And he talked about the growing socialist influence, not just in the world, but in the United States. In the final phase, there is always a period of escalating violence. And this violence is being orchestrated by an international communist conspiracy. Any of you who would like to read the book New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn can see that many of the things that have been happening in the last several decades were planned by the international Soviet communists decades ago. And it's just like a plan book. And so that is why we need to begin to look at what is our proper response. And if the Soviet Union sponsored this act of terrorism, what are we going to do to the Soviet Union?
The problem I think a lot of people are going to have with this, and you're all very learned. You're all fantastic historians, and we all have opinions, and we all know a great amount about history. But this is about now. This is about forward. This is about tomorrow. The eyes of the world are on the United States of America. And if we don't do, and this is very important, what we do in the next 2 days, for instance, is important in how the rest of the world perceives this country. And I think what we're going to differ on is it going to be eye for an eye? Is it going to be turn the other cheek? What do we do?
There's a third answer.
Hold it now. Hold the press. There's a third answer.
The fact is that the United States itself, actually, as Hussam was pointing out earlier, the United States itself has been sponsoring a lot of these terrorists, not only Saddam Hussein, but the PLO as well. In fact, each year now, the United States, both under the Clinton and now the Bush administrations, is providing $1 billion a year to the PLO. We need to cut off this money now. We financed with our tax money those terrorist attacks.
Grab a phone line, 800-55-